WBDG-FM HD1, Indianapolis.
Inside to DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones turns around, puts up the shot, he gets the ball.
Aaron Henry on the alley-oop inbound pass. What a play.
Wyndham looking to push. Gets it into Doughty, who slams it home with the foul.
Kicks it out, Brewer for three. He's
three.
Oh. And the Giants are going to state. Misses, and the Giants are the 2017 4A state champions. They have done it.
The buzzer sounds, and the 2023 Ben Davis Giants are undefeated and the 4A state champion.
With a tradition of excellence, this is Ben Davis basketball on Giant 90.9. Underwritten by Ben Davis Athletics, the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Local 4, Indiana and Kentucky, Chuck Baer of EXP Realty, Indy West Wrestling, the law firm of Hanky Marks and Kreider, and Rapid Response Plumbing.
Stolen away by Ben Davis. Mark Zachary with the slam.
Butler for the win with the three.
That's good.
Baker.
And now it's time for basketball. We take you live courtside with the WPDG Sports Crew.
Welcome to Ben Davis High School, where the 1-2 Ben Davis Giants take on the 6-2 Brownsburg Bulldogs in tonight's Big First HCC matchup. The Giants got an impressive win over Eastside rivals Warren Central, winning 65-41 last night, making the Giants 1-0 in the MIC. Meanwhile, Brownsburg is coming off a win against the rival Avon last night, 67-57, making them now 2-0 in the HCC. Giants look to build off last night's victory en route to getting a victory against the Bulldogs tonight. But I'm Tyler Stout, joined alongside WBDG alum Brody West. And boy, does it feel weird saying that, Brody.
I know. It does feel weird to see WBDG in front of my name after all of the WZISs I get nowadays. But it's great to be back, and it's great to, you know, be back with the guy that I'm comfortable in the booth with, and Tyler Stout.
Missed you, Brody. But looking at last night, the Giants got a huge win. Going into halftime last night, it was 25-25, tied with the Warriors going into halftime. But the Giants exploded for 30 points in that third quarter and really helped them get the victory against rival Warren Central last night. And the leading scorers last night for the Giants was Sherman Moss with 19 and Jay Sean Ladd with 15. And on top of that, as a team, they had 22 steals and 17 offensive rebounds as a team against Warren Central.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that Ben Davis does really have to focus on right now is consistency on the offensive side of the ball. Even if it's just somebody coming off the bench and scoring 5 points, we need somebody off the bench scoring 5 points tonight. It just doesn't feel like it's going that way this year with how inconsistent. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm mad at the play he's had, but, you know, the inconsistency sometimes within Jay Sean Ladd's game we've seen throughout the season. And just have guys step up, but, you know, you want your star player to be playing at a star level.
And Jay Sean Ladd is that star player. And the big question coming into the season was, who is willing to run with Jay Sean Ladd? It was Taj Long the first couple games, but Sherman Moss really stepped into that role to be running with Jay Sean Ladd as he dropped a career-high 19 points, or a season-high. He probably had, I think he had 21 last year in the Marion County Tournament, but definitely a season-high for Sherman Moss as he had 5 steals against the Warriors, and Jay Sean Ladd had 6 steals against Warren Central. But whenever I spoke with Coach Lynch of Brownsburg, he mentioned about Ben Davis' game against Warren Central last night and how his Bulldogs have to take care of the basketball tonight. He saw that the Giants had 22 steals at the team, and he also said that he had to get rebounds against Ben Davis because the Giants, they chase after every single loose ball that hits that rim, and we saw that because TJ Miner had 6 boards, all of that coming off the offensive glass. The Giants, the only issue was last night, they could not capitalize on those second chance points, and they ended up leaving empty-handed after getting the offensive board.
Yeah, and I mean, but I think both of these teams have to play within their schemes. I think that Ben Davis is a very defensive-minded team. They're going to get after you on defense. They're lanky, they're big, and they're fast, and they're super, super athletic. And, you know, we saw it last year. Both of these teams really hasn't changed much. The stars maybe a little bit, but, you know, you kind of feel like Jay Sean Ladd was a star last year with Mark Zachary being out most of the season, and you also have you also have Brandon Addison coming back for you know, Brownsburg. So, I mean, you have a lot of the same faces and the same names coming into it as last year. So I don't expect a lot of different play style to be here. Just play within yourself. If you're Ben Davis, play defensively. Get active. Get in transition and use your athleticism. And for Brownsburg, it's you have to use your size on the inside. They have a lot of size on their team. I think that if they can use that to their advantage today, I think they have a great chance of winning.
And looking back at last year, these two teams met twice, once in the regular season and once in the postseason. The regular season, the Giants escaped with a victory at Brownsburg. But in the end, the Bulldogs come away with the most important win as they won the sectional championship against the Ben Davis Giants in really a OT thriller. We both were on the call.
Yeah.
Just unfortunate that the Giants cannot walk away with it as Ned and Rip hit the ultimate three that really helped Brownsburg win that game.
Yeah, it was a crusher last year. You know, it did sting to end it that way for me. So kind of coming back to this one, being the first game that I get to come back to, hopefully I get a satisfying closure to my WBDG career. Just in the fact of I want to see Ben Davis beat Brownsburg in something. I never got to call a game where that happened.
And before we get the tip-off, we're going to take a quick two-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome.
Thanks to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Bear with eXp Realty offers services such as an analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Bear of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339, online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support.
This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast is underwritten by Hanke Marks & Kreider. Hanke Marks & Kreider is a local law firm that handles cases for personal injury, disability, and veterans benefits. Phone 317-INDIANA to contact Hanke Marks & Kreider. Online at hankelaw.com. WBDG thanks Hanke Marks & Kreider for their support of this WBDG Sports Broadcast. This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast on WBDG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics. As one of the top athletic programs in the country, there's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to the Ben Davis High School. I'm Tyler Stout, coming alongside Brody West for tonight's contest between the Brownsburg Bulldogs and your Ben Davis Giants. Brody West, what are your keys to the game for the Giants tonight?
If they really want to come out with a really good win and a really, really easy to feel win, you have to come out and you have to be consistent on offense. If you're Brownsburg, you have to put them in uncomfortable spots. I think that's the biggest thing tonight is who can be more comfortable and who can make someone uncomfortable.
And right now we are being joined by Ben Davis assistant coach, Coach Person. How you doing tonight, Coach?
I'm doing pretty good. Feeling great. Got that win the other night, and let's try to get another one tonight.
And, Coach, looking back at last year, this Brownsburg team left a sour taste in your guys' mouth after losing the sectional championship. Kind of fueled you guys in the offseason, and has this game been circled on your guys' calendar?
Yeah, one of a few games we've been stuck on our calendar. This is our get-back game. These guys got us out of the sectional championship. Don't want to call it a lucky shot. They just executed something down the stretch that we was unsuccessful with guarding. So we're back. We're smarter now. We've been focusing. And this should be a game to see.
And how do you plan to put pressure on this team who thrives within, you know, a lot of time being ticked off the clock? Putting pressure on them defensively, how do you intend to attack that?
Making sure, like, Addison, not letting him get loose. He likes to play fast. He likes to get downhill, likes to get to his spot, shoot mid-ranges a lot. They have a new addition, transfer from North Central, with Krishan. They're also super athletic, likes to get downhill. So containing those two and letting the other players beat us, making them play into a crowd, making sure our help side rotations are right, I think we'll be fine.
And, Coach, looking back at last night, you guys had 22 steals as a team, but also you had 17 offensive rebounds as a team. You just couldn't quite capitalize on those second-chance points. Do you guys need to try and find that right shot, or is it just a shot wasn't falling for you guys last night?
I'm going to say the shot wasn't falling for us last night, but the fact that these guys are getting second-chance opportunities is something that we've been working on these last 3 weeks of just going hard, getting every rebound, getting every 50-50 ball, and capitalize on every opportunity we can get.
And what do you want to see out of the Giants tonight, Coach?
I want to see great defense, great communication. That's what we've been focusing on for this second stretch of the season. That's what we're going to be aiming for, so great defense and communication.
All right, thank you so much, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That was Coach Person of your Ben Davis Giants and assistant coach. As we were getting moments away here from tip-off, Giants have had this game circled on their calendar because Brownsburg ended their season last year, and really an up-and-down season for the Giants. Had a huge winning streak, and then they started losing games that they probably should have won. But expect the Giants to come out hot and ready to go here tonight as we're going to take a four-minute break on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. Tip-off coming your way.
Indy West Wrestling reminds you that the high school wrestling season is just around the corner. The boys start on November 3rd, and the second-ever season of IHSAA-sanctioned girls wrestling is set to begin on October 20th. To become a part of the tradition or to find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120 or email him at coachnab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support. Rapid Response Plumbing is a supporter of this WBDG sports broadcast. Rapid Response Plumbing serves Central Indiana, offering residential and commercial plumbing for service calls and emergencies. Rapid Response Plumbing can be contacted at 317-537-1650 and is located at 108 East College Avenue in Brownsburg. Online at rapidresponseplumbing.com. Thanks to Rapid Response Plumbing for its support. This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast is underwritten by Hanke Marks & Kreider. Hanke Marks & Kreider is a local law firm that handles cases for personal injury, disability, and veterans benefits. Phone 317-INDIANA to contact Hanke Marks & Kreider. Online at hankelaw.com. WBDG thanks Hanke Marks & Kreider for their support of this WBDG Sports Broadcast.
Thanks to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Baer with eXp Realty offers services such as analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving Central Indiana counties, Chuck Baer of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome. Rapid Response Plumbing is a supporter of this WBDG sports broadcast. Rapid Response Plumbing serves Central Indiana, offering residential and commercial plumbing for service calls and emergencies. Rapid Response Plumbing can be contacted at 317-537-1650 and is located at 108 East College Avenue in Brownsburg. Online at rapidresponseplumbing.com. Thanks to Rapid Response Plumbing for its support. Indy West Wrestling reminds you that the high school wrestling season is just around the corner. The boys start on November 3rd, and the second ever season of IHSAA-sanctioned girls wrestling is set to begin on October 20th. To become a part of the tradition or to find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120 or email him at coachnab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
My days of playing basketball for North Posey High School are still some of my favorite memories. Years later, I can still remember the feeling of wearing my Vikings jersey proudly and representing my community. I'm IHSA Commissioner Paul Nuttig, and these student athletes know how that feels.
It's an honor to represent my school and wear their name, to have the entire community rooting for my success, to contribute to my school's legacy and all the student athletes who came before me. I'm Josie Campbell, and I'm a proud Brownsburg Bulldog.
Playing high school sports gives me a sense of ownership in my school. I get the chance to have a positive impact on my school's reputation, to help carry out our traditions, and to be the best person and player I can be. I'm Jet Wolfley, and I'm a proud Terre Haute North Patriot.
Demonstrate your pride by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is promoting school spirit. This is making your community proud. This is your IHSAA.
This Ben Davis sports broadcast on WBEG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics as one of the top athletic programs in the country. There's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBEG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to the west side of Indianapolis as tip-off got underway. The man in the middle for the Brownsburg Bulldogs, who will be wearing their black uniforms tonight, will be senior Chris Brandon, standing at a tall 6'9". And Coach Kyle talking to his five starting Giants before they go out onto the court. The five for your Giants tonight will be Taj Long, Sherman Moss, TJ Minor, Jay Sean Ladd, and Lewis Harvey. As they're out of the huddle now.
This team's going to want to play downhill and play fast just because they have that size advantage. But, you know, again, Taj Long standing at, 6'1", one of the smaller dudes out on the court. And that's the crazy thing about 6A basketball is 6'1", is considered small.
And Lewis Harvey won the tip. So Sherman Moss will be the person to start off of it. As then we have TJ Minor on the right wing. Gives it to Jay Sean Ladd in the right corner, being guarded by Woodward. Feeds it down on to Harvey. Harvey backing down Brandon. Harvey can't quite get a shot to fall. Can't get his put back to fall. And Chris Brandon will come away with the ball for the Bulldogs. Addison swings it into Sharp's hands on the right side of the court. Now baseline, feeds it into Woodward. And Woodward will get his first points on the night. As is 2-0 Brownsburg with 7:33 left in the first quarter.
Way to be patient if you're Addison. Finding the open man on the cut, a great find there.
Jay Sean Ladd in the right wing. Going to his left on the free throw line. Driving that left lane. Can't get his rim runner to go, and Woodward will come away with it. 2-on-1 your way for the Bulldogs. Brandon Addison going up at Taj Long, and that one will roll in for Brandon Addison's first points on the night to give the Bulldogs a 4-0 lead with 7:07 left in the first quarter. Sherman Moss having the ball on the logo, going to his right, gives it to Taj Long outside that right wing. He'll give it to Jay Sean Ladd on the left side of the court on the volleyball line. Swings it to Sherman Moss in front of the scorer's table. He'll give that to Jay Sean Ladd in front of the Brownsburg bench. Now Taj Long on top of the key, Minor, and now Moss in the left corner. He'll drive that left baseline and kick it out to Jay Sean Ladd on the volleyball line. Moss will have it back in his hands, and Long will have it on the logo with 6:39 left in the first quarter. Giants trail by 4. Taj Long picks up his dribble, finding a cutting up Jay Sean Ladd on the top of the key, being guarded by Brandon Sharp. Ladd driving that, kicks out to Minor for a left wing 3. Meets that front rim, gets his own miss, so he'll put up a reverse lay, will not go. And last touch by a Giant, so Brownsburg will have possession.
And, it just feels like some of those shots have been forced so far by Ben Davis. I don't feel like Minor needed to go. Oh.
And Woodward out and running. It's his lay in the fall to give him his second basket of the night to give the Bulldogs a 6-0 lead with 6:12 left in the first quarter.
Like I said, I don't think Minor needed to go up with the reverse there. He should have just went up strong straight to the glass. He had a free open lane.
Long going to his left to the volleyball line, forcing the Jay Sean Ladd, but Woodward was there to tip it out. So Giants will keep possession on that far sideline, and Jay Sean Ladd will be the inbounder with 6:03 left in the first. Giants trail by 6. Moss comes up to the logo, could receive the ball outside of that top of the key. Ladd will come up to the top of the key now. We receive that from Moss. Ladd bounce pass inside to Minor. Minor will put it into the hands of Lewis Harvey down low. Harvey not able to save it. So that's a turnover on Ben Davis to give Brownsburg the ball on their own baseline.
You know, just great defensive hands. Being active in passing lanes by Brownsburg right now has been really successful for them so far.
Ben Davis, who has been known to win games on their home court, have yet to win a game here at Ben Davis High School. They are 0-2 at Ben Davis. Woodward on the left wing lays it off to Diallo, and now Brandon Addison on the right wing. Nice pass down low to Woodward. Woodward going to work on Jayshawn Ladd, rejected by Ladd. And here comes Jayshawn Ladd to try and kickstart this Ben Davis offense, looking for their first points. Taj Long, left corner of three, is up. Meets that side rim. Brandon Sharp with the rebound. Instant stretch pass to Brandon Addison on your end, and he will go up hard. Coach Carlisle will use a full timeout as Coach Carlisle is not happy with his Giants. 8-0 Brownsburg with 5:21 left in the first quarter. We're going to take a 1-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome. Thanks to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Bear with eXp Realty offers services such as an analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Bear of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School as Brownsburg has jumped out to an 8-0 run. Giants have yet to score, and this isn't the first time we've seen like this as long. We'll kick it out to Meyer in the right corner. But the Giants were trailing by 8 to Zionsville, and the starters were pulled in the first 3 minutes because they did not score. A similar situation here is now there's 5 minutes left in the first quarter, and Miner goes up hard, and that will be the Giants' first points of the night. 8-2. Brownsburg leads with 4:51 left. Brandon Sharp will have the ball, showing off his speed. He'll drive that right lane, give it to Brandon last second. He can't get his shot to fall. The refs will call last touch by TJ Miner, so the Bulldogs will keep possession on Ben Davis' baseline.
It feels like the one willing Ben Davis to, you know, not getting this to go really, really south really, really fast is TJ Miner. He's been all over the place on the court today.
And we're going to see Diallo check off that screen on the right wing for three. 11-2, Brownsburg lead. Long to Jayshawn Ladd, right wing three, meets the back iron. TJ Miner off the offensive board, puts a shot up, and one! TJ Miner.
And a little bit of bickering back and forth between the Giants and the Bulldogs. TJ Miner got taunted by Brandon Addison off of the three. That's not Brandon Addison, I'm sorry. That's going to be Diallo off of the three that he hit off of the screen, off of the inbound play. TJ Miner comes down the court, makes a tough and one bucket, gets in his face, and just gives it to him.
So TJ Miner will go to the line to shoot one shot. Bends his knees, releases the shot. Can't quite go. The refs will call last touch by Lewis Harvey on that rebound. So TJ Miner couldn't quite complete the and one after talking trash to Diallo after getting the shot to fall after all that hard contact. Addison to be in the mounter, finding Woodward checking down, and he'll give it right back to Addison with 4:03 left. Giants trail by 7. Addison, ball in his right hand, being guarded by Long. Nice pass down with a Sharp, and he'll get rejected by that side rim. But a foul will be called by TJ Miner.
I don't even think he made contact with that player on that play. That was a call.
So that's going to send Brandon Sharp to the line to shoot two shots. A guy who already has 2 state championships under his belt and 6A of football. He's only a junior. So has 1 more year left in his high school career as he gets his first shot to fall. But he's getting D1 offers from schools like IU to play football at the next level.
Yeah, he was absolutely amazing on the gridiron. He's a great player on the basketball court as well.
And he'll get a little help from that front rim to help him go 2-for-2 from that trip. 13-4, Brownsburg leads with 4:18 left in the first. Moss on that volleyball line lays it off to Jayshawn Ladd on that far sideline, and Taj Long will come up to the logo to receive it. Long gives it to Moss. Moss will be guarded by Brandon Sharp. Jayshawn Ladd in the left corner being guarded by Woodward. He'll drive up his right, putting up a tough runner and in. 13-6. Brownsburg with the lead. Addison with the ball for the Bulldogs.
Great body control by Jayshon Ladd in the air to make that bucket.
Addison driving to his right, now on his left. On the wall side at the top, he gives it to Sharp on that far sideline in front of the Purple Rain. Sharp between the legs, being guarded by Long, going to his left. Needs a Bulldog, finding Brandon. Brandon will lay it off to Addison. He'll go to his right, puts it back to Brandon. Tried lobbing up, but it's TJ Miner. Sherman Moss out running, and he'll throw it down. The senior Sherman Moss, UIndy commit to make it a 13-8 ball game with 3:26 left in the first.
This is what Ben Davis does. They don't leave you alone. They're never going to go away.
Brownsburg leads. Addison with the ball, driving that front lane. Left elbow shot is blocked, but the refs will call a foul on TJ Miner. So in 5 minutes of action, TJ Miner already has two fouls. And you have to see, and we'll see Adrian Wilson come to the scorer's table, most likely coming in for TJ Miner, and he will. And we'll also see Brandon Day come in for Brandon Sharp.
And just Ben Davis needs to be more aggressive on the offensive side of the ball. They're passing up lanes that I think that they should take. And I think Coach Carlisle sees it too.
Brandon Addison to be the inbounder for the Bulldogs. Needs someone, he'll lob it up to the newly checked in Day. With his right hand on the logo is Day. In trouble as he's being guarded by Moss. Needs a Bulldog to help him, and Addison finally will with 3:05 left. Bulldogs lead by five. Day in that right wing, ball in his left hand, being guarded by Long, puts in the hands of Woodward on the logo. He'll go to his right. Driving, drawing a lot of contact, and the refs are going to call a reach and foul, and that'll be on Adrian Wilson. The newly checked in Giant already has one foul, and that'll be the third team foul committed here in the first quarter. And remember, five fouls committed by a team will put the other team in the bonus, as Chris Brandon will receive the inbound pass, put in the hands of Diallo on that volleyball line. Woodward on the left side of that left wing, going to the volleyball line, between the legs, driving on Sherman Moss, fine forcing it to Brandon, but got it right back. So Woodward will put up 2 points, make it a 15-8 ball game. Brownsburg leads. Adrian Wilson, left corner of three, is up. Will not fall. Brandon with the rebound. Here comes Addison the other way for the Bulldogs. 2:29 left. They lead by seven. Diallo, right corner, faked a shot, being guarded by Sherman Moss. Addison, lost side that right wing, being guarded by Taj Long, going to his coaching, Steve Lynch. And that's 5 seconds. Brandon Addison, they didn't realize it, but that's 5 seconds, or a 5-second violation on him. So that's a turnover for the Bulldogs.
And you can tell Sherman Moss really wants this one. It looks like he's wanting it so much that he's getting irritated that they're not playing at what he wants them to be. And he's getting in his own head, it feels like, at times.
And Moss will have the ball. Give her right back to Long on the logo. Jayshon Ladd in front of the Bulldogs bench. Ball in his right hand. Moss will come into the right corner and receive it. Lob it to a wide open Taj Long. He'll take a shot left wing. Give it to Jayshon Ladd on top of the key. Gives it right back to Long on the left wing. Long drawing a double team. Gives it right back to Ladd. Ladd will step in that lane, drawing a lot of contact. Can't get the end one, the fall, but he looked to the line to shoot two shots.
That's exactly what you need to do when you have a 6'9 center in the paint. Attack him, get his fouls racked up, and try and put pressure, as now it looks like they're going to check him out.
And we will see Jackson Gordon and Brandon Sharp and Chase Wilson come to the scorer's table for the Giants, as Jayshon Ladd can't get his first shot to fall at the line. But Jackson Gordon will check in for Chris Brandon. Brandon Addison and Bio Diallo will check out for the Bulldogs. The last name Gordon rings a bell for the Bulldogs. Jackson Gordon is actually the little brother of Avery Gordon, who's now playing Division I basketball at the University of Purdue, as Jayshon Ladd nails his second shot at the line. Went 1-for-2. 15-9, Brownsburg leads. Sharp inbounds it to the newly checked in Wilson, and he'll bounce pass it right back to Sharp. Stretch pass in the hands of Day. Day forced it into Wilson, went off Wilson's chest and out of bounds, so another turnover committed by the Bulldogs.
And Ben Davis just needs to keep chipping at it. There's four quarters in basketball. They have a lot of time to get back in this game. They're only down six right now.
This is 15-9 with 1:30 left. Brownsburg with the lead. Wilson on that left elbow gives it to Moss. Moss, right wing three is up. You betcha. Sherman Moss, who hit his first three of the season last night, picks it up here tonight as he now has his first three made in this game. Woodward finding a running Wilson in the other end. Wilson putting up a tough shot. Rebounded by Taj Long. 1:10 remaining. Giants trail by three. Moss, left wing three is up. Can't quite go. Wilson with the rebound. Gets ejected by Woodward. Wilson gets it right back. Puts it up. Harvey going up at it. But finally, Brandon Day will corral it. And the refs are going to call a foul. It'll be on Adrian Wilson. That's his second.
That's two on Wilson and two on TJ Miner as well.
Lewis Harvey really wanted a jump ball out of that, but the ref said that Wilson reached in, so Sharp will inbound it to Day. Instantly getting harassed off that inbound pass. Day had to resort giving it back to Sharp, and now Sharp just throws it to Woodward. Woodward keeps it in, and we're going to see Wilson drive, gives it to Gordon. Gordon can't get his shot to fall. Harvey comes out with the rebound, and now Sherman Moss coming with it with 42 seconds left. Taj Long, right corner, gives it right back to Moss. Moss driving, can't get his layup to fall, but he'll be fouled.
And right, and now they're right back in it with a chance to bring it to one point lead for the Bulldogs after they start out on an 8-0 run.
So Sherman Moss go to the line to shoot two shots as the Giants trail by three with 37 seconds left in the quarter.
And I think what Sherman Moss is seeing now is he's seeing more of a zone defense being played by the Bulldogs rather than the man defense that it feels like they started out with a lot of switching. You get a lot of zone, which means that, you know, you're going to get a lot of three opportunities. And with Jayshon Ladd and Sherman Moss, it's not going to end up well if you play a zone defense against these Ben Davis Giants.
Moss went 2-for-2 from the line. Sharp did away with it as it is 15-14 Brownsburg. Wilson had it retreated back to even to Sharp, and now Brandon Addison on the logo with 30 seconds. He'll dribble to his right, swing into the hands of Wilson in the left corner. He'll drive on Harvey, meets the back iron, and here comes Jayshon Ladd, 20 seconds. Giants can take the lead here. Taj Long, left corner, being guarded by Woodward, gives it right back to Ladd, and now Moss in front of the scorer's table with 12 seconds in the first quarter. Moss receiving a screen from Harvey. He'll go to his left, driving, kicking to Long. Long, left corner for three is up. Can't go, rebound to Gordon. And now Sharp with one, has put a shot up, he does. Can't get that one to fall. So that will conclude the first quarter of tonight's contest between the Brownsburg Bulldogs and Ben Davis. 15-14 Brownsburg leads. We're going to take a one-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This Ben Davis Sports broadcast is underwritten by Hanke Marks & Kreider. Hanke Marks & Kreider is a local law firm that handles cases for personal injury, disability, and veterans benefits. Phone 317-INDIANA to contact Hanke Marks & Kreider, online at hankelaw.com. WBDG thanks Hanke Marks & Kreider for their support of this WBDG sports broadcast. This Ben Davis sports broadcast on WBDG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics. As one of the top athletic programs in the country, there's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School as the first quarter has ended with a score of 15-14, Brownsburg with the lead coming to the second quarter. But that first quarter, Giants trailed by 8 with 5:11 left. Something that we have heard of, like in the Zionsville game where the Giants stars ended up getting taken out in that game, but the Giants stars stayed in. TJ Miner got the first points with 5:04 left in the first, and the Giants really were rolling. Sherman Moss hit a three, attacked the rim. Jayshon Ladd got the ball, attacked the rim to give the Giants 14 points, only trailing by one, with 7:55 now remaining in the second quarter. Chase Wilson on that left wing going against the newly checked in Aaron McDuffie. Addison, step back three on the left wing is up. Rims out. Jayshon Ladd jumps early, can't get the rebound. Wilson with the offensive glass and in.
And yeah, if Jayshon Ladd times that rebound up just a little bit better, he's going to end up with a rebound and they're going to be in transition.
Ladd with on the volleyball line, bounce pass to Murphy. Right wing down low to Harvey. Harvey going to work on Brandon in trouble. Puts a tough shot up and it'll roll in for 2 points.
As this Ben Davis Giants team will just not go away.
2-on-1 they're away. It'll be Wilson and Sharp receives the handoff. Can't get that runner to go. McDuffie with the rebound. Moss their away. right wing. Tom Takeem's and McDuffie in the left wing. Gives it right back to Moss. And now Jeremiah Murphy on the right wing. Gives it to Moss in the volleyball line.
This is back the Bulldogs are playing a 2-3 zone. Just wanted to inform you. Oh.
McDuffie left wing. Being guarded by Sharp. Moss will come to the top of the key to receive it. Now Jayshon Ladd on the right wing. Gives it to McDuffie in the right corner. Driving that right baseline game rejected by Wilson. So now he will retreat to the right wing and give it to Murphy in the volleyball line. He's around to McDuffie. McDuffie, catch and shoot three is up. He drills it for his first points on the night. We have a Giants, a two-point lead. Their first lead on the night. 6:28 left. Brand Addison, they're away for the Bulldogs as his Bulldogs trail by two. Sharp driving that right baseline, puts up a tough floater off the glass and in.
Got quick step on the baseline and got into his shot quick.
Moss tried feeding to Ladd, poked out of bounds by Addison. As we're going to see Jackson Gordon check in for Chris Brandon. 19-all is the score with 6:13 left in the second quarter. Jayshon Ladd on the Bulldogs baseline. Inbounds it to Moss on the right wing to Jeremiah Murphy. And Murphy couldn't quite handle it. Refs blow their whistle. We'll see what happened.
We're waiting to see whose ball it is. It's going to be Brownsburg ball, it looks like.
Not too sure what the refs called there, but it still remains Brownsburg ball. And honestly, Ben Davis caught a break because if that whistle was not called, Brand Sharp would have been running the other way to a wide open basket. Addison crossing over half court, going to his right, being guarded by Murphy. Addison receives the ball right back, now driving his right on that right elbow, spinning away from Murphy, kicking it to Wilson, left corner three is up. Meets that side rim. McDuffie will box out, and it'll be last touched by a Bulldog off that rim. So Ben Davis will have possession.
19-19 here with 5:53 left in the second quarter.
McDuffie inbounds to the Moss. As he'll dribble in his right hand, taking his own sweet time. Now crossing over half court, gives it to Jayshon Ladd. Now McDuffie gets it stripped away by Brandon Sharp, and the refs might call a foul here on Sharp or McDuffie, waiting the call.
As now they're going to call on
McDuffie.
Ball is it?
They're going to call a foul on Aaron McDuffie after Sharp ripped it away from him. So 19-all is the score with 5:37 left in this first half. Addison bounce pass to Woodward on that left wing. Gives it right back to Addison on the right wing. Going to work. Gives it to Sharp. Top of the key. Three is up. Refs blow their whistle dead.
It's going to be off-ball foul. Off-ball foul. And that's going to be Gordon. The Bulldogs. And Coach Carlisle is still really upset with that reach-in call that was called on Murphy earlier, like two possessions ago.
Moss with the ball, crossing over half court, goes to Jayshon Ladd. Ladd motioning to McDuffie. Faked the pass, but Woodward did not flinch. McDuffie, right corner for three. We didn't take the shot, but now he drives the baseline, gives it to Murphy. Murphy fading away on that left block, airballs it. Gordon with the rebound. Brandon Addison the other way. Shiftiness. Left wing. Now Wilson on the top. He loses it. Shimmer Moss. 2-on-1 their way. Moss. Euro stepping. And one. Sherman Moss. You are a bad man. As he'll go to the line to shoot one.
Again, great contact balance within the air. Sherman Moss kept his eyes on the rim. Made sure he could get a good clear view of it. Then put it up after he got fouled. A really, really tough shot there by Moss. And a really, really, really needed basket there for the Ben Davis Giants.
You know, I thought that Moss would have lobbed it up to Jayshon Ladd because that's what they like to do whenever it's a 2-on-1 their way. But Moss kept it for himself, drew all the contact, and got the fall to now go to the line and shoot one shot to try and complete this three-point play. And it's up, and he does complete it.
And I think Sherman Moss needs to have those types of play. You want a runner mate. You run a running mate with Jayshon Ladd. You have to have your own egotistical urges in trying to score if you're the second option.
Addison, a few steps back from the half court line, bounce pass in the hands of Sharp, and he'll give it to Woodward. Addison left wing is it down to the big man and Gordon. He'll back down Harvey. Gets rejected. His post hook was denied by Lewis Harvey. Moss coming your way, accelerating. It's the McDuffie on that right wing. He'll put up a floater. Meets that far back of the rim. Diallo will corral it for the Bulldogs. 22-19, Ben Davis and McDuffie will get called for a foul with 4:20 left in the first half. That'll be his second.
Not the greatest foul. I just don't agree with what he did there. Trying to get aggressive, I get it, but putting your whole shoulder into somebody, you just can't do that in a situation like this. You're up three, trying to keep the lead.
And we'll see Jasir Rogers come into the game for the first time tonight, and he'll check out Aaron McDuffie.
It's been a back-and-forth game so far. It really does feel, you know, like a couple shades of a game I've seen before.
Woodward, Euro stepping his way to the basket. Can't get to go as the rim denied him, so Sherman Moss threw away for the Giants. Ball in his right hand between the legs into the Mlad on that right wing. Thought about a three, but ultimately gives it to Rogers in that right corner. Throws it to Harvey, and Harvey will be fouled by Chris Brandon. And we'll see Jackson Gordon come back in and check out Chris Brandon, who is not happy one bit as he picked up his second foul.
Just putting him in foul trouble is exactly what Ben Davis wanted. Probably go. You game plan to try and put that good of a big man in foul trouble early.
Harvey cutting. Post hook is up. Air ball is at Moss with the putback, though, and one.
I didn't even see. He came from out of the inbounds play, got it into Lewis Harvey, got back in the play, realized it was going to be a miss, grabs it midair, puts it, kisses it off the glass into the bucket. And he gets a foul and a shot at three.
Moss dribbles once, releases the shot, and he will complete it. Nothing new for him, as that is his second time this game completing the N1 play. We're going to see Day give it to the hands of Diallo on that right wing on Benny's side of the court. Addison received that pass. Going to his left, driving on Rogers. In trouble. Needs a Bulldog tipped away by Rogers, and it's a three on one away. Moss is it a long with the runner. Jay Sean Ladd throws it down. Jay Sean Ladd
was not letting that one fall out of the rim. He needed that one, and you can tell he's feeling it now.
All the momentum as it is stripped away. Sharp able to get it back. Too much. Can't go. Gordon with the rebound, and he'll meet the front rim. Rebound will go to Taj Long. He's out running. Speed. Rogers, right corner, going up. Can't get the fall. Harvey with the putback. That won't go, but Moss will get the fall back in.
Moss is exploding right now. He is feeling it.
Day gives it to Addison. He'll swing it to Gordon, and Gordon will give it right back to Addison. Bounce pass, splits with defense. Sharp on that right elbow, in trouble. Gives it to Day. On that right wing, going to his left, spinning away from Rogers, driving on Harvey. Harvey shoots it away. Rogers, your way. And he'll slow it down to Moss.
Moss.
2:35 left. Giants lead by 10.
Moss looks like he is in the zone. It feels like you have that look in your eye, and everything just feels perfect on the basketball court.
Refs blow their whistle.
Oh, we have a blood. We have a bloody nose.
And I'll be Jackson Gordon. So we get his nose attended to. But Sherman Moss, what a game he's having tonight. Put back in 2-1 plays of 3. It's a beautiful performance for him so far. You can really tell that sectional championship loss really left a sour taste in his mouth.
Timeout here by the Bulldogs.
Lynch will lose a 30-second timeout, his first timeout used tonight. As it'll be 29-19, Ben Davis leads going to the break. We're going to take a 30-second break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Indy West Wrestling reminds you that the high school wrestling season is just around the corner. The boys start on November 3rd, and the second ever season of IHSAA-sanctioned girls wrestling is set to begin on October 20th. To become a part of the tradition or to find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120 or email him at coachnab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support.
Welcome back to the west side of Indianapolis, where the Giants have erupted for 15 points in the second quarter. There's still 2:23 left.
Yeah, and it just feels like you can't look at it any other way, but Sherman Moss feels like a man possessed. And you know what? You like to see that, but you would also love to see Jayshon Ladd getting in there, contributing a lot more than what he has. What, I think maybe 6 points on the day?
Not no. But 29-19 Giants lead after being down one going to the first quarter. Moss receiving the ball on the logo. Ball on his left. Gives it into Jayshon Ladd on the left wing as he's being guarded by Woodward. Sherman Moss catch and shoot three. Can't quite go. Addison jumps up to grab the board and does as he's accelerating his left hand. Receiving a double team. Gives it to Sharp. Sharp swings to the hands of Day. Day going up. Rejected by Lewis Harvey. And Sherman Moss rips it away. As now it's Jayshon Ladd on the other end. Swings into a wide open Taj Long in the left corner. But Sharp able to use his speed to close that down. And Jayshon Ladd will slow it down in front of the scorers table with 1:49 left. Giants lead by 10. As Ladd will be guarded by Woodward, drawing a double team. Going to his left, kicking it to Long. Long to a wide open Raj in the left corner. He'll drive that baseline. Loses it. Falling on the ball is Moss. Ball is yet to be picked up. And now Bulldogs will collapse on it. And now the Bulls running. Brandon will jump on it. It'll be last touched by the Bulldogs. And Coach Carlisle will use a timeout. It'll be a 30. Coach Carlisle using on his Giants to come here. 29-19 is the score. We're going to take a 30-second break here in the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Rapid Response Plumbing is a supporter of this WBDG sports broadcast. Rapid Response Plumbing serves Central Indiana, offering residential and commercial plumbing for service calls and emergencies. Rapid Response Plumbing can be contacted at 317-537-1650 and is located at 108 East College Avenue in Brownsburg. Online at rapidresponseplumbing.com. Thanks to Rapid Response Plumbing for its support.
Welcome back to Benavis High School, where the Bulldogs trail by 10. Well, they really start out the game to a quick 8-0 run in the first 3 minutes of play, but the Giants finally woke up, and now they have a 10-point lead over Brownsburg, who, by the way, ended their season last year, and Ben Davis coming back with a little bit of vengeance here tonight, and the man behind that is Sherman Moss. Long in front of the scorer's table gives it right back to Moss on that logo with 1:20 left to play in the first half. Long going to his right, gives it back to Moss on the logo. The Giants are going to chew out this clock, something that we've seen in their games play this year. They like to slow it down towards the end of the quarters, trying to find the right play in the right basket. Moss going to his left, being guarded by Brandon Day on that far side of the court. 1 minute left. Moss winning the defense, putting up a tough shot. Hard with the putback. Refs blow it dead. They'll say a foul on the floor.
Looks like they're going to say
goaltend. Or goaltending.
They're goaltending or goal interference. Either or, they get the 2 points. Sherman Moss gets credited with the 2 points as well.
Addison with the ball with 55 seconds left in the second quarter. Giants lead 31-19. Addison going to his left, being picked up by Taj Long. Now going to his right on the top. The key is Addison, and he'll be fouled by Taj Long. And the Brownsburg fans cheer because they feel like that the refs have not been giving them anything tonight. So they cheer as they finally got a foul to go their way. That'll be the third team foul committed by Ben Davis. Brownsburg has 4 team fouls, so one more foul committed by Brownsburg will put Ben Davis at the line. Brandon Day to be the inbounder for the Bulldogs. Sharp will come into the right corner to receive it with 45 seconds left. Sharp driving on his left, kicks it to Day in the left corner for three, and he drills it.
Huge three for the Brownsburg Bulldogs there to stop the bleeding going into halftime.
Their 7th point this quarter. Taj Long in the score in front of the scores table being guarded by Sharp. Going to his right, and Sharp will harass him. That'll be a foul on Brandon Sharp, so I'll send Taj Long to the line to shoot 2 shots.
Just patience is what Ben Davis is trying to do to end this in this half. Trying to find the best shot available while also taking time off the clock, trying to get into halftime with a pretty good lead.
Long dribbling the ball a couple times, spins in his hand, dribbles once more, and releases the shot, and that's nothing but net from the senior. Taj Long, who stands tall at 6'1", some might not expect him to dunk, but boy, he can dunk that ball, and he is really quick He's very rapid on his quick burst of speed as he goes 2-for-2 from the line to extend the Giants' lead back to 10. With 25 seconds left to play, Brand Addison will have the ball for the Bulldogs. He now crosses over half court. Gives it to Wood, run out left wing with 18. Addison gives it to Day in the left corner. Can't get that one to fall, so Giants will have a chance at one more in possession with 11 seconds. Ladd with it. Gets it to Long in that right corner. That three is up, and he will cash that in for three.
That's just, the Giants are just on cruise control right now.
Addison can't quite get his fading away. Three to fall, going in a half. And with the Giants, with a really impressive second quarter as they put up 22, and that's the points that Brownsburg has through two quarters. So we'll take a four-minute break here in the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. A halftime recap coming your way. We'll take a four-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Rapid Response Plumbing is a supporter of this WBDG sports broadcast. Rapid Response Plumbing serves Central Indiana, offering residential and commercial plumbing for service calls and emergencies. Rapid Response Plumbing can be contacted at 317-537-1650 and is located at 108 East College Avenue in Brownsburg. Online at rapidresponseplumbing.com. Thanks to Rapid Response Plumbing for its support. Indy West Wrestling reminds you that the high school wrestling season is just around the corner. The boys start on November 3rd, and the second ever season of IHSAA-sanctioned girls wrestling is set to begin on October 20th. To become a part of the tradition or to find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120 or email him at coachnab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support. This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast is underwritten by Hanke Marks & Kreider. Hanke Marks & Kreider is a local law firm that handles cases for personal injury, disability, and veterans benefits. Phone 317-INDIANA to contact Hanke Marks & Kreider. Online at hankelaw.com. WBDG thanks Hanke Marks & Kreider for their support of this WBDG Sports Broadcast.
Thanks to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Bear with eXp Realty offers services such as an analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving Central Indiana counties, Chuck Bear of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339, online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brick and awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brick and awesome.
There's nothing like playing high school football under the Friday night lights.
It's where we play for the love of the game.
To have fun with our friends, with the whole town supporting us.
To battle our greatest rivals with teammates we've grown up with.
To huddle up and have each other's backs, no matter what.
Because we believe in each other and want to succeed for our teammates even more than ourselves.
11 guys fighting together for every yard, every down, every touchdown to make our school proud.
There's something special about playing for our hometown that we'll never forget, that we'll miss when it's gone.
When the stands are full and the lights are shining bright,
the crowd can't get any louder.
And you know, it just doesn't get any better than this.
I'm IHSA Commissioner Paul Nighting, celebrating the purity of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's next football game. This is for the love of the game. This is making your hometown proud. This is your IHSAA.
This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast on WBEG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics as one of the top athletic programs in the country. There's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back to Ben Ben Davis High School as your Giants erupted in that second quarter for 22 points. They're going to make 36-22 lead over Brownsburg. But it's now time for the Area 31 Career Center halftime show. The Area 31 Career Center is proudly rooted in Wayne Township, where they offer the highest quality of career training to both high school students and adult learners. If you're interested in learning more about opportunities for industry certification, college credit, and paid work-based learning, I'd encourage you to visit Area31CareerCenter.com or connect on X at A31 Career Center. In that first quarter, definitely not the kind of brand of basketball that Don Carlisle, the Giants, wants to put out there. But that second quarter, Sherman Moss was everywhere. Giants were out and running and really giving this gym something to cheer for in that second quarter.
I think the biggest thing was, other than that, was their defense on transition from Brownsburg. You saw a lot of transition plays where Brownsburg had a wide open court, but it wouldn't result in any points. That's because the defense changed. They realized that there wasn't, in transition, the guards were not dumping the ball off to their bigs as they run down the court, their partner, whoever they're running with on a two-on-one situation. The coaching here was absolutely great. They tell the players, commit to the person with the ball. If he gets the pass off, he gets the pass off, right? And it worked. I mean, they had to have cut down. They had to cut their half fast break points in at least half. That was a great, great adjustment there.
As they take the court back with 5:55 on the clock until the second half starts. But really, Brownsburg has to be – they weren't really expecting this Giants team to turn around after they were down 8-0 after the first 3 minutes. And we saw that against the Zionsville game, second game of the year, which was played on November 29th. And that game was not the game that Ben Davis ever wants to show or really talk about ever again, because the Stars were taken out after the first 3 minutes. Coach Carl used his entire bench that game, and the Giants ended up falling to Zionsville to move them 0-2 on the year. But now, with a win last night, where the Giants had 22 steals as a team, 17 offensive rebounds as a team, tonight they got off a little slow, but they finally found their footing in the second half to erupt for 22 points, where they only held Brownsburg to 7. So a 22-7 quarter for Ben Davis. And Coach Carlisle probably had some stuff to say during halftime, because it was not a perfect game whatsoever in that first half.
Absolutely. And, you know, you kind of see the leaders of who the team is. You see the leaders. You know, you see the guys. TJ Miner, a big vocal leader. Sherman Moss, a big vocal leader. But then you see guys that aren't as vocal but are still leaders. Jay Sean Ladd. It kind of feels like Lewis Harvey at times can be like that. Especially Taj Long. Not a big, outspoken person, but definitely makes his presence known on the basketball court for the guys that are just coming up.
And Brownsburg finally taking the court to get some shots up before second half. But the Giants, we talked to Coach Person before the game. The Bulldogs definitely left a sour taste in the Giants' mouth after Giants fell to Brownsburg and the sectional championship in overtime. Was in regulation, but overtime, so that one really was a heartbreaker. But the Giants, Sherman Moss responded well. He has that look in his eye like he wants to destroy the Bulldogs. TJ Miner got the scoring started tonight for the Giants after they trailed 8-0. TJ Miner finally put up the first points on the board for the Giants with 5:04 left in that first quarter, and the Giants have not looked back ever since.
Yeah, and I mean, you just kind of have to stay within your own element. Some people can throw themselves off their game if they're coming into a tense game like this. Kind of feels like Jay Sean Ladd wanted it so bad that he became kind of tense within the offense and didn't want to make any mistakes because he was thinking about that last game. There's a lot of emotions riding on this game, especially from Ben Davis. Brownsburg, not so much. They won. Who cares? This is just another game. But Ben Davis, this is a lot. This is an emotional game, where they want to win this game. It means a lot to win this game. So coming into this game, it's understandable just why the offense just felt so rigid and stagnant in the first couple minutes.
And the Giants, they came into this season being kind of like, this team will be good, but after losing their first two games, the media around Indianapolis has not really looked at this Giants team. So Giants looking to get all that attention back of a win last night and looking to get a win tonight against a Brownsburg team that is 6-2 and they're standing at third in the HCC with a record of 2-0. Let's talk about the MIC for a sec. The MIC is loaded this year. Lawrence North, Lawrence Central, Pike, all of these teams are good. It's not like last year where Ben Davis could run away with it. This year it's anyone's game and every game matters. So it was huge that Ben Davis got that win last night. But they have to keep it going in the MIC if they want to really be the MIC champions.
Yeah, you have to go out there and win basketball games. It's the bottom line. You have to execute at a high level, especially within this conference, especially at this level of high school basketball. This is where, you know, nationally ranked teams, especially in this conference, are made. There are a lot in history of nationally ranked teams come from the MIC. A lot of Ben Davis teams also have been nationally ranked.
And we'll see a lot of these MIC teams in action once the Marion County Tournament rolls around in the month of January. The past really 10 winners have all been from the MIC. So Giants looking to get back as they lost last year to North Central in the championship. And Ben Davis, they were without their main vocal person, Mark Zachary, last year. So the Giants really had an up and down season. They had their winning games and they lost some games. But the Giants really need a leader coming to that year. And Sherman Moss has really stepped into that role for the Giants this year. As there is 1 minute shown on the clock until second half action will be underway. We're going to take a 1 minute break here in the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. Second half action coming your way.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student-athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the west side of Indianapolis, where we have the Ben Davis Giants looking to get back to 500 on the season. And then we have the Brownsburg Bulldogs, who are 6-2 on the season. Jay Sean Ladd will be the inbounder to start off the third quarter. And Sherman Moss will come up to get the ball on the logo. Moss being guarded by Brandon Sharp, a two-time state champ in football. TJ Miner in the left wing being guarded by Diallo. Harvey on that volleyball line swings into the hands of Moss in that right wing. Ladd will come up to get it. And now Taj Long, left corner of three, is up. Can't cash it in. And here comes Sharp, one-on-one with Ladd, and he'll slow it down and give it to Addison on that top of the key. Drilling his left hand, going back to the volleyball line, receiving a screen from Woodward. And now he'll have that ball. Right wing three is up, and he'll bang that one in.
Great jab step to create space on TJ Miner. Does not hesitate, pulls the wing three and absolutely drains it.
Moss going to his left, gives it to Jay Sean Ladd on the left wing, 36-25. Ben Davis leads with 7-10 left in the third. Moss on that right wing gives it to Ladd on the logo. Long to Miner in the left corner. And now Moss to Ladd on that right wing. Taj Long will run that baseline and receive in the right corner. And now Ladd gives it to Long on the right wing. Moss to Miner. Giants just trying to find the right shot and really tire out this Bulldogs defense. That's Moss in the right corner, driving on Sharp, going to his left hand, and he'll be fouled by Brandon Sharp, as I will stop the clock at 6:46 left in the third.
Really, really good passing. It feels like good movement. Just trying to find the right shot, not pressing the issue. You're up by a good margin. You might as well not press the issue and trying to find a good shot.
Jay Sean Ladd on the right wing, driving his left to that left block, and kiss off the glass and in. Jay Sean Ladd was willing a foul, but the refs did not listen. 38-25, 6:32. And Brandon Sharp on the other end will get a reverse layup to make it a 38-27 ball game with 6:25 left in the third. Beautiful reverse lay there from the junior. Taj Long on the far sideline picks up his dribble. lobs in the TJ Meyer in the right corner, goes to his left, can't get the shot to fall in as it met the front rim. Diallo for the Bulldogs. Ball on his right, goes to his left, throws it down into Woodward on the right block, goes to his left, fading on Harvey, meets the back iron, and TJ Meyer will have it. And really threw it away as it was intended for Jay Sean Ladd. We'll see if it was tipped by a Bulldog, and it was.
Yep. And it was tipped by the Bulldogs. So Ben Davis is going to keep this ball here and get it inbounds.
Moss will have it in front of the scorer's table with 38-27. Ben Davis leads with 5:54 left in the third. Taj Long receiving a double team from Addison and Sharp. And Addison will back away as now Long on that right wing gives it to Ladd on the logo. He'll step up to the volleyball line with 5:40 left in the third. Giants still lead by 11. Long in front of the purple rain. Ball in his left hand going to the volleyball line. Driving on Sharp, kicks to the Ladd. Ladd, catch and shoot three. Met that side run off the top of the backboard and in.
Wow.
That's something new. I have never seen that happen. I thought that would have been caught out of bounds, but the refs don't. So it makes it a 41-27 Ben Davis lead. Addison driving that right lane. Kicks it to a Diallo in the left corner. That three is up. Met the front rim. That was short. And Brandon came down with the rebound. Addison the logo. Going to his left. Driving on Long. Step back. Mid-range J is pure.
Wow.
Coach Lynch will use his second timeout. It'll be a full timeout. This is 41-29. Ben Davis leads with 4:57 left in the third. We're going to take a one-minute break here in the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Start a career in bricklaying and become brickin' awesome with the Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers for Indiana and Kentucky. Great pay, insurance, pension, retirement. And because we believe in those that believe in themselves, we pay you to train. 8 weeks at $350 a week, tax-free. Not only do we pay training, but also tools and your associate's degree. No cost, no debt. What are you waiting for? Apply today at bricktrainingforinky.org. Become brickin' awesome.
Thanks to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Baer with eXp Realty offers services such as analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Baer of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Baer of eXp Realty for his support.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. And it's really been a back and forth third quarter so far with 4:57 left, a score of 41-29. Giants have scored 5 in this quarter, and Brownsburg has scored 7.
Yeah, just definitely a slower start to this quarter. Ben Davis is more intentionally, while Brownsburg just hasn't had the ball very much because Ben Davis is taking a lot of time off the clock.
Long, crossing over half court, now being guarded by Brandon Addison, gets it to the Ladd, a little outside on that left wing, swings it to Sherman Moss. That was a very hard pass. Now Ladd gets it back on the left wing, gives it to Miner, driving that left baseline, kicks it to wide open Sherman Moss for three. Can't quite fall. Brandon Sharp at the rebound, Woodward out and running. Gets the easy 2 points.
It was a great transition play. Didn't take it too fast. Slowed down his play. Got an easy look at the bucket. Made sure it went in.
Moss and the logo being guarded by Brandon Sharp. 41-31 with 4:12 left in the third. Ladd will come up from that left corner to get on the left wing. Splits the defense. Wide open lane. Adjusting and gets the 2 points to roll in. Beautiful layup adjustment there from the Akron commit.
It's a great way to split two defenders there by Jay Sean Ladd.
Brandon Sharp showing off his shiftiness, cuts it to Brandon, and he will be fouled. We'll see who it's on, but it's a 43-31 game. It'll be on TJ Miner, his third of the night.
Not ideal for TJ Miner. Three fouls with 3:50 plus another quarter to play. A lot of decisions going on in Coach Carlisle's head right now.
Chris Brandon gets 2 shots at this trip. Nothing but net there from the senior. And Brandon Day will check in for Bio Diallo. Brandon gets 1 more shot at this trip. looking to cut it back down to a 10-point lead for the Giants. Meets the front rim and TJ Manuel corralled, but be fouled by Brandon Addison off that rebound.
As they're going to bring, as now Brownsburg's going to bring up a press, and yeah, Sherman Voss is going to be wide open.
Miner will receive it back from Moss. Not over half court yet. Gives it back to Moss. We'll give it right back to Miner. So Miner on the logo over half court now. Long splits the defense to Miner. Sherman Moss on that volleyball line with the ball. And now Jay Sean Lyon on the logo with 3:32 left. 43-32. Ben Davis leads. Long coming up from that off-ball screen from Ladd to receive it on the logo.
So looks like just some miscommunication there. I think, oh.
Long able to save it. TJ Miner corrals it. Now Long in the logo goes to Jay Sean Ladd. Wide open three is up. Can't quite go in. Giants can't hit the three ball so far in this third quarter. As Long will just reset the play on that far side of the court with 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 43-32 is your score as the Giants lead the Bulldogs.
What an athletic play there by Taj Long.
Long gets it stolen by Addison. Sharp swings it to Woodward. Woodward will go up. And one for Creshawn Woodward, the North Central transfer.
Now it feels like the Bulldogs starting to creep back into it with a three-point play, a pending three-point play if they make the free throw.
And that foul will be on TJ Miner, his fourth on the night, so he's going to be taking his seat here as Aaron McDuffie went through the game for him. So Miner will probably not see the court much for the rest of the night. So Woodward looking to complete the three-point play. Breeze in, breeze out, dribbles the ball, spins it, releases the shot. And that's a really pretty free throw to make it a 43-35 game. 2:41 left in the third. Moss with it over half court now. Ball on his left, gives it to McDuffie in the right corner. Driving that right baseline, gives it back to Moss. And now Taj Long in the logo. Being guarded by Brandon Sharp, gives it to Moss on that right sideline. Long will retreat to the logo with 2:23 left to play. Long gets around Sharp, step back to the top of the key, and now he's back towards the half-court line. Long on the logo with 2:14 left to play. Giants lead by 8. At most was 12. Long driving to his right, kicking to McDuffie. Wide open three is up. Meets the side of the backboard. So here comes Wilson your way. Lays it off to Sharp, and Brandon Sharp traveled.
Great defensive effort by Jay Sean Ladd, and I think that was Trent was that not Trent McDuffie, but McDuffie on the play.
Aaron McDuffie. So Moss with the ball with 1:55 left in the third. Giants lead by 8. Long exploding on that right sideline. Refs will call a foul on, waiting, Brian Addison.
And Sherman Moss has wanted that call all game. He's been looking at the ref every time Sharp or Addison has been on Taj Long, and they're just getting their hands all over him.
Taj Long in the volleyball line, going to his right on Addison. Bounce pass down low to Harvey. Harvey going up and big, airballed the shot. Addison gives it to Wilson on the other end of the court, able to keep it in. Gives it, lays off to the big man, and Brandon denied from behind, but the refs will call a foul. And we'll see who it's on. It'll be on Lewis Harvey, waiting to see how many. His first on the night.
As just great patience there and great reading the floor by Brownsburg. Way to push it up the floor in transition. Something that Ben Davis did a lot better of defending. Now in this third quarter, struggling against this relentless, you know, just motor that Brownsburg is going at right now.
Chris Brandon's first shot at the line will clink off the front of the rim. But he gets one more shot as it is up. And that will hit the back of the netting and in. 43-36, Giants lead with 1:37 left in the third. Moss seeing a wide open lane, attacking, lays off to Harvey. Harvey reverse laying in.
Fundamental big man work by Lewis Harvey there.
Addison lost it. Moss with the steal. 2-on-1 their way. Moss gets rejected by Woodward.
And, you know, he wanted a foul bad. Woodward really wanted a foul there. on Sherman or on whoever stripped him.
Jay Sean Ladd was talking to Moss after that and was like, lob it up to me or pass me or something.
Yeah.
Moss on the left corner received it from Ladd, and now Long will outside that left wing. Jay Sean Ladd will come up to get on the top of the key, going to his left, exploding, adjusting, and that will roll in for Jay Sean Ladd.
That's just pure vertical right there from Jay Sean Ladd.
Sharp cut inside to Brandon. He can get his easy 2 points to fall, so Long stretch pass to Ladd. Gives it to Moss in the left corner for three. You betcha! Sherman Moss for three. And Coach Carlisle, who's a timeout, will see how long he wants it. Waiting. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 50-36, Giants lead with 52 seconds left in the third. We're going to take a 30-second break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Thanks to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support. Chuck Bear with eXp Realty offers services such as an analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Bear of eXp Realty can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at exprealty.com. Thank you again to Chuck Bear of eXp Realty for his support.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School as the Bulldogs cut the lead down to 8, but now it's back up to 14 for the Giants with 52 seconds left in the third quarter. We will see the Bulldogs have possession on their own baseline. And we're going to see Chase Wilson give it back to that inbounder and Brandon Sharp as he'll cross over half court now with 46 seconds left. He'll drive to his right, give it to Woodward on that top of the key. Calling for a screen from Gordon. Goes to his left as Woodward driving, going on Holmes, and gets it to bank in off the glass.
Feels like Woodward wanted that matchup from the start, trying to get the switch on Long.
28 seconds. Taj Long over half court. Giants going to kill this clock. 23 seconds. Giants lead by 12. Holmes going up at Gordon, and he'll be fouled. So Jackson Gordon will pick up the foul, sending DeMarcus Holmes to the line as he checked in for the first time tonight during that 30-second timeout that Coach Carlisle used. He has two fouls remaining compared to Coach Lynch, who has three timeouts, 1:30 and two fouls. And we still have a fourth quarter to play.
Just a lot of subs today. It feels like, again, you don't really have another big man, so getting Lewis Harvey these resting minutes is huge and crucial right now. He's been, I think, played the whole game. So, I mean, he's been really good defensively tonight. Offensively, of course, he gets his few buckets, and I think that he contributes really well to this team as a defensive anchor.
As Holmes can't get any help from the rim, but both teams did play last night on Wilson your end. Keep it in under that basket. He's up to Woodward for three. High arcing shot. Meets the front of the rim. Sharp at the rebound. Gives it to Gordon. Gordon gets that put in to make it a 10-point lead with 5 seconds left in the third. Moss going to his right. Driving on Wilson. Gets fouled. So Moss will go to the line to shoot two shots with 1 second left in the third.
And that, I mean, that's just being physical. That's just not giving up on the quarter, not just taking the 10-point lead. I want the 12-point lead, or I want the 13-point lead, and that, I think that's how Jay Sean Ladd and Sherman Moss just operate internally.
As Moss hits the first one, gets one more. As he receives it from the ref, spins the ball in his hands, dribbles it once, releases it, and that looks in the lead to 12 with 1 second left. Chase Wilson receives it, puts up a shot before the buzzer. Hit that scoreboard clock above the basket, so didn't even come close to the rim. Well, that will conclude the third quarter with a score of 52-40. Fourth quarter action coming your way. We're going to take a 1 minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This Ben Davis Sports broadcast is underwritten by Hanke Marks and Kreider. Hanke Marks and Kreider is a local law firm that handles cases for personal injury, disability, and veterans benefits. Phone 317-INDIANA to contact Hanke Marks and Kreider. Online at hankelaw.com. WBDG thanks Hanke Marks and Kreider for their support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
This Ben Davis Sports Broadcast on WBDG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics. As one of the top athletic programs in the country, there's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
Welcome back inside Ben Davis High School as it is 52-40, Ben Davis leads. And Ben Davis looking to get their get back, as Coach Person liked or said in the pregame against Brownsburg, who defeated Ben Davis in the sectional championship last year. Ben Davis put up 16 points in that third quarter. Meanwhile, Brownsburg put up 18 to make it a 12-point game here with 7:50 left in the fourth. Expect the Bulldogs to pick up the pace here on offense as Woodward fades away from that right elbow, met the side at the rim, and Holmes will corral that rebound. 7:38, the Giants will most definitely kill off as much clock as they can. As we've seen in the past two quarters, they just like to pass the ball around, trying to find the right shot, and really just trying to move the Bulldogs on defense. Long right wing being guarded by Gordon. Middle mismatch, and now Addison will switch. So Long will retreat to the logo, being guarded by Woodward. Lays it off to Moss. He's going to his left, picks up a double team, spins away from it, and now Long in that right corner, driving that baseline. Reverse layup. We'll get some help from the rim. It's making a 54-40 game with 7:05 left in the fourth. Moss poked it, and Ladd will come away with it, so he's out and running on that volleyball line. Moss on the logo. Gives it to Long in front of Coach Carlisle. 6:50 left in the fourth. Giants lead by 14. Long in the left corner. Driving on Gordon. Down to the top of the key. And now he's on the logo. Taj Long, the senior. Going to his right on Addison. Gives it to Ladd in front of the scorer's table. 6:35 left in the fourth. Ladd gets heavily fouled. And I'll be on Jackson Gordon.
It feels like all they can do right now is burning this clock, eating it alive. There's going to be a timeout.
And Coach Lynch will use one of his three timeouts here with 6:33 left in the fourth. He wants a full timeout. So going to the one-minute break, it will be 54-40. Ben Davis leads. We're going to take a one-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Indy West Wrestling reminds you that the high school wrestling season is just around the corner. The boys start on November 3rd, and the second-ever season of IHSAA-sanctioned girls wrestling is set to begin on October 20th. To become a part of the tradition or to find out more, call Coach Nab at 317-946-0120 or email him at coachnab@gmail.com. Thanks to Indy West Wrestling for its support. Rapid Response Plumbing is a supporter of this WBDG sports broadcast. Rapid Response Plumbing serves Central Indiana, offering residential and commercial plumbing for service calls and emergencies. Rapid Response Plumbing can be contacted at 317-537-1650 and is located at 108 East College Avenue in Brownsburg. Online at rapidresponseplumbing.com. Thanks to Rapid Response Plumbing for its support.
Welcome back inside Ben Davis High School as a five on the court for the Bulldogs will be Brandon Day, Chase Wilson, Brandon Sharp, and the newly checked in Noah Dearman and Brand Addison. Meanwhile, the five on the court for your Giants will be Sherman Moss, Taj Long, Aaron McDuffie, DeMarcus Holmes, and Jay Sean Ladd. As the Giants have it, with 6:30 left in the fourth, they lead by 14 over the Bulldogs. Long being picked up by a double team. He'll be guarded by Dearman. Moss gives it to McDuffie in the left corner. Gives it to Moss on the left wing. Lobs it up to Jay Sean Ladd, and he'll throw it down. Jay Sean Ladd. That's that connection between those two that they've had since their sophomore year, or really since they've had their whole entire high school career together. 6:03 left. Giants lead by 16. Brandon Day on that right elbow. Fading shot will not fall. But Chase Wilson chases it down, gives it to Brandon Sharp in the right corner. That will not fall. Last touch by DeMarcus Holmes, so Bulldogs will keep it on the Ben Davis baseline.
Great hustle play. I mean, Sherman Moss really, a lot of the times you'll see Sherman Moss get the ball, his eyes will dart up towards the basket to see if anybody's there for a quick dump-off pass. It's a really, really good trait to have. a lot of really, really elite playmakers have it.
Woodward on that left block. True contact from Moss and put up a shot to send him to the line to shoot two shots with 5:50 left in the fourth.
That quick glance up right, like going back to what I was saying, that quick glance up right before you get the ball, reading the court for a split second, being able to kind of understand where everybody is before you even get the ball. It's very, very high level basketball that, you know, not a lot of players tend to do, because a lot of players will end up, you know, dropping the ball or start running before they get the ball. Well, Sherman Moss is a very patient passer and patient player.
Woodward split his trip. Addison came down with the rebound. Holmes now has it and gives it to Moss. He'll dribble to his right on that far sideline. Gives it to Jay Sean Ladd on that right wing. And he was expecting Brandon Addison to come. So now he splits it between Creshawn Woodward's legs. And now long in the left wing in front of Coach Carlisle with 5:28 left. Picking up a double team is Long. Gives it to Moss on the left wing. Driving that left baseline. Gives it to Holmes. Holmes couldn't corral it. So here comes Brandon Sharp. Addison driving to his right. Right block. Layup will not fall, but it'll be tipped in from a Bulldog to make it a 13-point game. 5:08 remaining. TJ Miner and Lewis Harvey will come to the scorer's table for Coach Carl. McDuffie in the right corner. Gets it to Holmes. Holmes going up with it. Gets rejected by Sharp, but they're going to call a foul on him.
As the Brownsburg fans are unhappy with that call. Thought it was a clean block. It didn't really look. It looked like he got a piece of his arm before he went up, and then he went up and blocked it. But nonetheless, it's going to be two shots no matter what.
So it'll be Sharp's third foul on the night and send Holmes to the line to shoot two shots. His first shot is up too much. This will not go in. McDuffie will check out for Miner. So Holmes, it's one more shot after he missed the first one. 13-point game with 5:02 left in the ballgame. Holmes dribbles a couple times, spins it in his hands, releases the shot, and he'll get that one to go. And Lewis Harvey will check in for Holmes.
It's a good, you know, little showing from Holmes there. Defensively, really, really solid, sound defender.
57-43, Giants lead with 5 minutes left in the fourth. Addison, still in his own backcourt, now crossing over half court, being guarded by the senior in Taj Long. Woodward on that left elbow, going to that right elbow, putting up a shot that will not fall. Harvey will come down with a hard rebound, and he'll get harassed by two Bulldogs for a jump ball. Giants keep ball. So TJ Miner will be the inbounder for the Giants, as we'll see Chase Wilson come back to the game for the Bulldogs, and he'll check out Creshawn Woodward. Taj Long has it, gives the Moss. Give it right back to Long. Risky pass to Miner, but Miner running away from the Bulldogs with 4:36 left in the fourth. Gives it to Long. A few steps back from the half-court line. Moss in front of the Ben Davis bench gives it back to Long in the logo. And Coach Lynch is screaming press to his Bulldogs. Miner gives it to Long. And the team foul is looking like the Bulldogs have two fouls. So they have two fouls to give him the four, and then one foul will send Giants to the line. But the Giants are just playing hot potatoes. They only have one team foul. And Long will come up from that left wing to get it. Gives it back to Miner. With 4:05 left to play, Giants are going to kill as much clock as they can. Harvey will throw it down on Brandon Day.
Great, great find there.
And a pass from Brandon Addison hit that far sideline, so it's out of bounds. Ben Davis forces a turnover out of the Bulldogs, so they'll have possession that far sideline.
Great defensive help there by Sherman Moss. And, you know, just a great defense effort by this whole team. This whole team has been in attack mode ever since that first time out in the first quarter.
Long on the logo, gives it to Miner, lost on that right wing. Going to his left, gives it to Long. He'll pick up his dribble, gives it to Moss on the left wing. Swings it to Miner on the opposite side of the court, and now Long in the logo, gives it right back to Miner. 3:32 left. Long in the logo with 3:30 now. 59-43, Giants lead. And Miner will finally be fouled by Brandon Addison. That is the third team foul committed.
A
and they're just getting sick and tired of the passing around. It's probably really frustrating as a team to play against a team like that. Gets in your head, and you start making offensive and defensive mistakes that gets them easy points.
And Coach Lynch uses a full timeout with 3:27 left. Giants lead 59-43 in the fourth. We're going to take a one-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
High school sports have a unique way of setting the tone for our entire school community. How? By demanding our very best, no matter who we are.
Every student, coach, parent, and fan has a responsibility to practice good sportsmanship at athletic events. It's on each of us to lead by example with our behavior.
The way we behave is not only a reflection of our own character, but of our schools as well. It lets everyone know, this is how we do things at our school. This is what we expect. This is who we are.
So, whether you're playing, coaching, or cheering, always demonstrate integrity with your words, actions, and attitudes at our athletic events. Our school's image is up to us.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Help set the tone by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is leading by example. This is leaving a positive impression. This is your IHSAA.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School as the Giants lead 59-43. And Coach Lynch used a timeout because he was tired of seeing the Giants just playing hop-tail with the ball, and the Bulldogs couldn't even get a good press on it. Didn't really make the Giants panic. So Long Levin and pass it into Miles from the logo. Gets it right back to Long with 3:15 left to play. Giants lead by 16. Ladd splits the defense. Bounce pass into Long, and he'll give it to Moss on the logo. Long on that volleyball line, getting fouled by Brand Sharp. That'll be his fourth. One more foul will take him out of the game due to foul out.
It just felt like they've been way too physical with their hands today, getting them in foul trouble, getting easy free throws for Ben Davis to crawl back in this game and then eventually, you know, take it handed, win it handily, hopefully win it handily, of course.
Taj Long on the far sideline. An X foul committed by Brownsburg will send the Giants to the line. Jay Sean Ladd will hammer it home.
As a great find by Lewis Harvey, doesn't get too preoccupied with trying to put the ball in the bucket, keeps his eyes up, and finds the open man in Jayshon Ladd.
Woodward, hop stepping his way, met the side rim, able to get his putback back in, though. It's now Taj Long in his own backcourt, gives it to Moss with 2:31 left to play. He'll cross over half court to Miner, gives it right back to Moss, swings it to Ladd in the left wing. Get around Wilson, and they're going to call a foul on Chase Wilson.
As it's just now starting to get into the kind of a lot of fouls here. Going to try and, you know, chip your way back in this game and hope they miss some free throws.
So Giants lead by 16 over the Bulldogs, and Jay Sean Ladd will go to the line to shoot two shots due to the Bulldogs coming in their 15th foul this quarter. As Ladd hits the first one, gets one more at the strip. Waiting for the ref. Gives it to Ladd. He'll dribble it a couple times. Bends his knees. Releases the shot. Gets some help from the front rim. As Ladd goes 2-for-2. Addison in the early of speed. Over half court of 2:20 left in the fourth. Going to his left. Lays it off to Dierman. Dierman on the top of the key. Gives it back to Addison on the left wing. He'll drive that baseline. Drawing a double team. Loses it. Moss with the steal. And Moss will just slow it down. 2:04 left to play. Gives it to Ladd on the opposite side of the court. And he'll be fouled. So he's going back to the line to shoot two shots. And again, Chase Wilson will pick up the foul. And that'll be his third on the night. So Jay Sean Ladd will go back to the line to shoot two shots.
And I mean, there's not much else you can do if you're Brownsburg at this point. It just feels like it's gotten away from you. You had a good start. It felt like they got complacent at times. So really good way of Ben Davis not just kicking themselves while they're down and kicking themselves out. They come back and they get a really gutsy win against a really, really quality opponent.
Ladd went 1-for-2. And it was last touched by Noah Dierman. And we'll see four Bulldogs check in as this is kind of Coach Lynch waving the white flag as we'll see Sharp, Addison, and Woodward check out. And we're going to see Adem Kinwa. Colton Catchings and Braden Greathouse check in for the Bulldogs with 2 minutes left to play. Miner being guarded by Greathouse on that left wing. Is it the Ladd on that right elbow? And Ladd will just go to the logo with 1:50 left. And here come four new Giants about to check into the game.
Five new Giants.
Coach Carlisle will not use a hockey. Moss, right corner three, is not up. Harvey with the offensive board puts it back up and gets that to go. 66-45. Giants with the lead with 1:28 left to play. And here, Noah Dierman will be fouled by TJ Miner because Miner wanted to see his fellow Giants come into the game. We'll see Drayden Royston, Nico Reed, Jamal Durham, Aaron McDuffie, and Thomas Smith all checked into the game for your Giants.
Really, really good showing by the Ben Davis Giants. A really, really needed win as well.
As Greathouse for the Bulldogs will have the ball with 1:23 left to play. He'll go to his right, lay it off to Catchings. Catchings gives it right back to Greathouse in that right corner, and he'll go to his left on the top of the key. Is it the Dierman? Dierman driving, hop-stepping, gets a tough shot not to fall. And we'll see the rebound by Durham. McDuffie over half court now. Gives it to Smith on that right corner, going to work on his defender. Gives it out to Durham. Swings at the read on the left wing. 55 seconds played, down low into the big man. He'll go up, put up a tough shot that will not go. Let me mow leg. And here come the Bulldogs in their end. Dierman catches a lob that will not go in. Lay can't get the rebound, and Bulldogs get 2 points. 66-47, Giants still lead. With 34 seconds left, you'll see the Giants just dribble out the clock.
I mean, again, what a solid, solid outing by Ben Davis. Showed resilience, showed perseverance, made sure that they got a really, really solid win. Against a 6-2 team, and now they're, 2-2, 500 season. They come out to a really slow start at the beginning of the year. Two losses, but now two bounce-back losses, and you just have to keep winning from here.
As we saw, a Thomas Smith three did not fall. Dierman can out the rebound, and he'll be fouled by McDuffie. So that'll stop the clock at 16 seconds left as the Giants lead by 19. We'll see Greathouse have the ball for the Bulldogs. Gives it into Boone. Swings at the Greathouse in the right corner with five. He'll drive that right baseline, cut, pass inside. Last touch by a Giant. So 3 seconds left until the Giants can say they finally won the game. As Greathouse will be the inbounder. He'll throw it up into Adem Kintoa, and he'll get his first points and only points on the night. As that will end the game 66-49. Ben Davis wins. So with that final score being 66-49, we're going to take a 2-minute break here. We'll come back with a recap of the night. So we'll take a 2-minute break here in the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Where do my friends and other students find their voice? We find our voice through the performing arts, along with millions of other high school students. By expressing yourself in a role on stage, through an instrument, or at the debate podium, the performing arts give us freedom to find ourselves, to find our place. The stage is where I can play, perform, and compete with my friends.
Performing arts at your school is where creativity meets courage. Encourage the students in your life to find their voice through the performing arts. This message presented by the NFHS, where we encourage all students to play, perform, and compete together.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
WBEG is supported by Ben Davis Athletics. as one of the top athletic programs in the country. There's always a great game at Ben Davis. For tickets to a Ben Davis Athletics event, visit bendavisathletics.com/tickets and follow the Giants all year long. Ben Davis Athletics is transforming lives through sport. WBDG thanks our partners at Ben Davis Athletics for their support.
For the last time tonight, welcome back inside Ben Davis High School as the Giants win 66-49 over the Brownsburg Bulldogs. I'm Tyler Stout, joined alongside Brody West for tonight's game. And really a really good win from the Giants tonight as they got off slow. They were down by 8 with 5 minutes left to play in the first, but they finally picked it up towards the end of that first quarter, and they really exploded in the second quarter as they went in a half with a lead of 36-22. And they did not look back as they scored 30 points in the second half to give them the win over the Bulldogs.
I mean, yeah, just a standout win. I think probably their best win, in my opinion, of the season. I think Brownsburg is a really, really good team, and they came in, stumbled a little, but then took care of business the rest of the night. Just needed that kind of wake-up warning to shake off the jitters and the emotions of this game. Realize it's just another game we have to execute the same way we execute every other week. Ben Davis with a really sound, solid win today.
And what a game from Sherman Moss it was. He was able to really get the Giants going in the second quarter with back-to-back and one plays. He had a three and a couple more of layups, but really Sherman Moss was the reason why the Giants really got going in the second quarter. And he continued that play in the second half until being taken out in the fourth quarter. But really, what a good game from Sherman Moss tonight.
Absolutely. He was all around the court, defensively, offensively. The motor of the team tonight, it really felt like he was just playing out there, and everything he was doing just felt like he was doing the right thing tonight.
So the Giants defeat Brownsburg 66-49. Our next broadcast will be in the new year of 2026. That sounds crazy to say, but the Lady Giants will have their Ben Davis Holiday Classic, where the first game will be at 10 a.m. on January 3rd. Be sure to follow us on social media at WBGNE for game updates at every sporting event that we broadcast. Thanks to Jessica Audie Rash for producing tonight's game as the Ben Davis Giants win against Brownsburg 66-49. Speaking for my colleague Brody West, I'm Tyler Stout. Enjoy your holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year, because we won't see you guys or talk to you guys until January 3rd. But be safe, and good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this event on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. Our underwriters include the BD Dads Organization, Ben Davis Athletics, the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Local 4, Indiana and Kentucky, Chuck Baer of EXP Realty, Hanky Marks and Kreider, Indy West Wrestling, Rapid Response Plumbing, Marcy Royalty, the Barden Family, the Pulley Family, and memory of the Mayor of Ben Davis, Bill Urey, Gillespie Florists, and the Area 31 Career Center. Thank you for supporting high school media. And join us next time as we follow the Giants. Music by Alex Productions.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. 10 seconds.